I was just coming out of my teenage years, and I decided to walk higher north into a Himalayan wilderness. I was all alone. Suddenly, I came upon a scene that horrified me. There were people who were homeless, starving, some naked, some in rags, and their limbs were mangled and deformed. I had stumbled into a leprosy colony. When they saw me, a foreigner, they thought I must have money. So about 20 of these lepers made a circle around me, so tight they wouldn't let me move. They were screaming out, "Bakshish, bakshish, give me charity." Part of me was thinking, why are they doing this to just a stranger? And another part of me was thinking, they are so destitute and so completely forgotten by society, they have a right to do whatever they want to do. I think it was about 20 minutes that they harassed me. And finally, when they knew I had nothing to give, they let me go. As I walked a few steps only, I saw to my side, a short distance away, an old leper woman. She was laying in rags. Her nose was melted into a hole in her decaying flesh. Our eyes met. She looked at me with a sad smile. She understood my anguish. At that moment, she conveyed to me, wordlessly, the tender love of a mother. Her look said that she wanted nothing from me, but she understood how devastated I was by the shocking encounter with her people. Then she held out her fingerless hand to bless me. Moved by her motherly affection, I approached her and fell on my knees, and she put her hand on top of my head and whispered, "May God bless you, my child. May God bless you, my child." I looked up at her. Her face was lit up with joy. She was beautiful. I felt that God had sent me to her so that she could do what any mother, however rich or poor, however healthy or sick, has a right to do, to bless a child. I wept. Later that day, I was sitting on the bank of the river Ganges, and I was thinking that that poor leper woman who had such an appalling disease, like the river, beneath the surface, there was so much more. It seemed to me that all she really wanted is to love and be loved. She wasn't cursing God for her misfortune. Rather, she was giving God's blessings to another with great joy. This experience made me contemplate how it's so easy for us to focus on our differences. But what this leper woman taught me is if we look deeper into our own selves, into the world, and into others, we will find that beyond the differences in nationality, in religion, in gender, in appearance, in race, in health or disease, there's something essential that we all have in common. The soul's inherent capacity to love.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.